Mesachet Sanhedrin Perichas Mishnah Gimel. Ganav Misho Aviv, V'achal V'Rishut Aviv. We saw in the previous Mishnah that a Ben Sora Umorer is somebody that eats large quantities of meat and drinks large quantities of wine. In this Mishnah, we'll see that in order for him to become a Ben Sora Umorer, the money that was used to buy the meat and the wine would have to be stolen money. The Mishnah tells us that if the money that was used to buy the meat and the wine was stolen from his father, and the meat and wine was eaten and drunk in the property of his father, he would not become a Ben Sora Umorer in this case, as we are not afraid that it will happen on a continuous basis, as since the meat and the wine was eaten and drunk in the property of his father, he would be afraid that he will be caught by his father. So this occurrence is an exception. It won't happen on a continuous basis, and therefore he would not become a Ben Sora Umorer and would not be Chayes Kila. Mishel Acherim V'achal Bershus Acherim. If the money was stolen from others, it was not stolen from his parents, and the meat and the wine was eaten and drunk in other people's property, it was not eaten in his father's property, or Mishel Acherim V'achal Bershus Aviv. The money was stolen from others, the money that was used to buy the meat and the wine was stolen from other people, not his parents, and the food and the wine was eaten and drunk in the property of his father. In these cases, he would not become a Ben Sora Umorah, and since the money was stolen from other people, not his parents, we are not afraid it will happen on a continuous basis, as it is not always easy to steal money, so therefore this occurrence is an exception, and he would not be Chayes Skila. Ad sheyignov misho aviv v'yochal b'rishus achira. His only Chayes Skila if the money that was used to buy the meat and the wine was stolen from his father, and the meat and wine was eaten and drunk in other people's property. In this case, we are afraid it will happen on a continuous basis, as it's not difficult to steal money from your father, and since the food is being eaten in other people's property, it's easy to get away with it. It won't be easy to be caught by his father, so therefore this might happen continuously, and he would become a Ben Sora Umorah and be high as Gila. Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, Achiyigno Misho Aviv Umisho Imo. Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Yehuda says, he only becomes a Ben Sora Umorah if the money that was used to buy the meat and wine was stolen from both his father and his mother. Part of the money was his father's money, and part of the money belonged exclusively to his mother. In such a case, he would become a Ben Sora Umorah. Mishnah Dalit. Haya Aviv Rotza, the Imo Ina Rotza. If the father of the Sora Umorah wanted to bring him to Bethan to be judged, but the mother does not want to do so, Aviv Ina Rotza, the Imo Rotza. If the father is not willing to bring him to Bezdin, and the mother does want, Eino Nasa Ben Sora Umora, he cannot be judged as a Ben Sora Umora Achi who Shneim Rotzim, unless both parents agree to bring him to Bezdin. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Im Loi Haisa Imo Ru'uya La'aviv, Eino Nasa Ben Sora Umora. Rabbi Yehuda says, if the mother of the Sora Umora is not exactly similar to the father, the son cannot be judged as a Sora Umora. The mother would have to be similar to the father. They would have to have the same voice, appearance, and height for the son to become a Ben Sora Umora, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Haya echad mehen gidem o chiger o ilem o suma o cherich. If one of the parents was missing a hand, or was lame, or was mute, or blind, or deaf, eno nasa Ben Sora Umora. The son would not be able to be judged as the Ben Sora Umorer Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'tafsu bo aviv v'imo, the father and mother would grab the son to bring him to Bezdin. V'lo gidmin, this would exclude if one of them was missing a hand, they wouldn't be able to grab him to bring him to Bezdin. V'hotziu oso, the Pasuk says that the parents take him out to the Bezdin. V'lo chigrin, this would exclude if one of the parents was lame, they would not be able to take him out to the Bezdin. V'amru, the parents would tell the Bezdin, v'lo ilmin, this would exclude if one of the parents was mute. They would not be able to say anything to Bezdin. B'neinu zeh, they would say to Bezdin, this son of ours, v'lo suman, this would exclude if one of the parents was blind. They would not be able to pinpoint the son to be able to say, this son of ours, as b'neinu zeh is mashma, that they are pointing out the son, which they cannot do if one of them is blind. Einenu shomea b'kolenu v'lo chershin, the parents would tell the Bezdin that he doesn't listen to us. This would exclude if one of the parents is deaf, as if one of them is deaf, they would not be able to hear the son's response to what they are telling him, and therefore they cannot tell Bezdin that he does not listen to us. Masrim bo b'tnei shlosha u'malkin oso. When the Ben Sora Umorah first steals money from the parents, and guzzles down wine and eats meat, they wouldn't kill him right away. First, he would have a thrall from 2 Adam. 2 Adam would warn him that he should not continue doing this. And if he goes ahead and does it again, he would get Malchus from a Bezdin that is made up of 3 Dayanim, Chazar v'Kilkel. If after he received Malchus, he goes ahead, steals money again, and guzzles wine and eats meat, Nidon be'esrim v'shlosha. He would then be judged in front of a Bezdin of 23 that would be Mechayev him Misa. Ve'enu nisko ad yehu sham shlosha harishonim. He does not get skila from the Bezdin unless the Bezdin of 23 is also made up of the 3 Dayanim that originally gave him Malchus. And we learned this out from the Pasuk, Shenemar b'neinu zeh. The Pasuk says, this son of ours, this is what the parents are telling the Bezdin, zehu shalaka b'fnecha. We infer from there, when they say b'neinu zeh, that the parents are saying, this son of ours that had Malchus in front of you, so therefore the 3 original Dayanim that gave him Malchus would have to be part of this Bezdin of 23. Barach atalo nigmar dino. Va'acharkach hikif zokein hatachton pater. If the Ben Soro Mor escapes and runs away before the din has been decided, and in the interim, his Makom Erba is surrounded by Saros, he would be Pater. They no longer could judge him as a Ben Soro Mor since he is too old now to be a Ben Soro Mor. Ve'im misha nigmar dino barach, but if after the din has already been decided to be Machayev and Misa, and he escaped and runs away, and in the interim, his Malkum Erba is Mali Saros, he is still Chayev Misa, since the decision has already been made to be Machayev him, they could still kill him even after he is too old to be of age of Ben Soro Umorah.